I'm going to give you guys a news update, like a breaking news update. And it was going on during our last segment, but I'm not going to break my my flow to report on something that has nothing to do with the United States, but El Chapo has been captured. Yeah. El Chapo has been captured again. Has nothing whatsoever to do with the United States. It really doesn't. Absolutely does not. But nonetheless, if they can put this on and not talk about the Muslim, the terrorist attack in Philadelphia, then that's what they do. But El Chapo was arrested. You know, big deal. El Chapo. Who cares? I don't care. Seriously, I don't care. F. El Chapo. What do you think of that? Huh? What do you think of the F. El Chapo? Should I say F. El Chapo? All right. So I did a bit yesterday. Okay, and it's a good bit. It really is. It's a great bit. It's about Ted Cruz and the whole hubbub, the whole brouhaha about his birth certificate. It's funny. It's so funny listening to us conservatives battle about Ted Cruz's birth certificate. It's great. And I know in the conservative world, which I'm part of, it's kind of like a no-no. And yesterday, our story was built around Mark Levin and how he was beside himself. This is going on with Ted Cruz. He is so upset because Ted Cruz is his boy. Ted Cruz is Mark Levin's boy. How Lawrence O'Donnell is the lipstick-wearing cheerleader for all things liberal. Mark Levin is the flag-waving. I don't know. Oregon hat wearing cheerleader for Ted Cruz. I mean, he is obsessed with Ted Cruz. Why are we doing this? Why are we talking about this? I saw an article. I saw an article that spent 5 hours talking about Ted Cruz's eligibility, and it's just not right. That's not. I know I'm not supposed to make fun of a fellow conservative, but Mark Levin's obsession, his love for Ted Cruz is incredible. It's just really incredible. Because it is an issue. It is an issue. It's an issue. If it wasn't an issue, Ted Cruz wouldn't have renounced his Canadian citizenship back in 2014. So it obviously was an issue to Ted Cruz, or he wouldn't have done what he did. It's a legitimate issue. It's a legitimate issue. Plain and simple. Okay? Plain and simple. If the conservative elites talk about Donald Trump and his past relationships with the Clintons, then Ted Cruz's dual citizenship is definitely on the table for discussion. So the story we did yesterday is basically about Ted Cruz and Mark Levin. And it's a great article. It really is. It's a great article. It's phenomenal, okay? And it's not just phenomenal, it's effing phenomenal, all right? It's effing phenomenal. So, read it. Remember, our Twitter is at Rob Zicari. Our other Twitter is at Zero Filtered. Those are the two Twitters that you can read the article at. And of course, you can go to extremepolitics.com. That's extreme with an X. Politics.com. Go there. Read the article. All right. Read the article. It's a good article. It's a phenomenal article. I think it brings up some good points. Actually, I think it brings up awesome points, like beyond awesome points, like super awesome points. Is that a word? Super awesome points. So go read it. Go read it, and you be the judge. But if you don't think, if you don't think the Clinton people or any of the people that are associated with the Clinton people will not bring up Ted Cruz's birth being in Canada, you're crazy. Remember, the Clinton people are the ones that planted the seed about Obama. Remember, Hillary Clinton is the one when she was talking with 60 Minutes, I think it was Steve Croft, back in the 07-08 campaign, asked if she thought Barack Hussein Obama was a Christian. And the answer was basically, as far as I know, that's what he says. As far as I know, there's a bit of ambiguity. A little ambiguous. Remember, it was Clinton staffers that sent that picture to people that would get pictures out of Obama wearing the Muslim garb. And when people questioned why they sent that picture, they said, hey, if the Obama people are offended, that's kind of strange. If it's just traditional clothing that Senator Obama wore when visiting, why is he getting upset? I mean, the Clinton people played real dirty. The left pretends that never happened. The left has a great and awesome burying of facts. They've done it with Bill Clinton and all the affairs and sexual harassment charges, and the fact that Hillary Clinton, year after year after year, interview after interview, tried to discredit these women, tried to silence these women, called these women names, crazy, Looney Tunes. These are facts. These are facts. The left somehow ignores their past. So if Ted Cruz is the nominee, this is going to come up. It's going to come up. And just remember, President Obama, for the last, 7 years? And it will be 8 when the elections are close to 8, I should say. Think about how many liberal judges. Think about how many liberal judges have been appointed. Think about the liberal judges that have been appointed in the various states. Think about different cases that have been challenged, different rulings that have come down that have shifted this country to the left. And I'm not saying a little to the left. I'm talking about a hard left. So are you going to tell me that it's inconceivable to think that somebody, because remember, it's not Hillary Clinton, just like the whole Obama birther Muslim Manchurian candidate wasn't started by Hillary Clinton. That's how the left always dodges this. They say Donald Trump started the birther movement. No, he didn't. Hillary Clinton started the birther movement. And the left goes, she didn't say that. Remember what I said about politics. It's the only thing that we deal with that someone has to actually physically say something or be caught red-handed until they are thrown out of office or they are basically strung up by their Buster Browns from everybody in the media. Remember, in the court of law, circumstantial evidence will get you the death penalty. When it comes to politics or things that have to do with politics or the way government is run, it has to be a red-handed. Yeah, I'd be caught red-handed. If it's not red-handed, it basically didn't exist. So Hillary Clinton's surrogates put out the birther stuff. And that's what the surrogates will do to Ted Cruz. And all it takes is a surrogate to file a lawsuit. All it takes is a surrogate file a lawsuit in a friendly district that have been stocked and jammed with friends of Democrats. They're not going to bring a case out in Texas. Democrats will do exactly what Republicans did as it pertained to Obamacare. You didn't have people bring a case in California. You didn't have people bring a case in New York. You had a bunch of Republican governors get together and file a case in Texas with a judge they knew they would get sympathy for. So you think the Clinton people, you think the surrogates are going to file a motion challenging Ted Cruz's citizenship in Texas, in Georgia? No. They'll do it in California. They'll do it in New York. They'll do it somewhere where the courts have been loaded. Loaded. So this is an issue. And it's an issue that will come up guaranteed if Ted Cruz is the nominee. Plain and simple. So check out the story, damn it. I promise you will love it. You will love it. Okay? Let's check out the story. At Rob Zicari, at Zero Filtered, and don't forget, Extreme Politics. Extreme Politics. Go.